on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Leadership of the Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma municipality in KZN have denied claims that it's been selling land to foreign nationals. Residents of Donnybrook have complained about alleged illegal land occupation happening in the Midlands community. They've demanded transparency about the allocation and management of local land. Residents have also handed over a memorandum to outline what they believe to be a lack of due process. But Mayor Sindisiwe Msomi says the municipality has no right to sell land it does not own.
We received title deeds from the owners of the land saying that this is their land. We just had them the right. We even don't check their citizenship because it's not our jurisdiction to check the citizenship of a landowner. They get their IDs from Home Affairs. They buy that land from the private owners, not from the municipality.
The trial of the three men accused of murdering eThekwini Metro officer Errol Ogle has ended abruptly after one of the accused fell ill. The Durban High Court this week began hearing a trial within a trial to ascertain the admissibility of the alleged confessions. Ogle was killed almost 2 years ago while trying to stop a hijacked truck. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks is following proceedings.
Accused number two, Mzomuhle Gamede, complained of a throbbing headache and an upset stomach. Judge Harrison ordered that he be examined by a medical officer at Westville Prison, saying court processes must be fair and properly understood. Yesterday, Gamede's alleged confession was read out in court. He also testified, claiming he was assaulted during his arrest in Ambilo. He denied signing any documents or having his fingerprints taken. But a fingerprints expert testified that prints taken during his arrest matched those on file in court. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
And AfriForum says it's now going after former President Jacob Zuma's assets because he hasn't paid them over R500,000 in legal fees. Three different courts have ordered Zuma to pay the lobby group's legal costs in a case about his medical parole. He's only paid for one of those cases and missed the deadline to settle the rest last month. AfriForum's Louise Boshoff says they're now getting warrants to take Zuma's assets if he doesn't pay.
It is crucial that these legal costs are paid because despite all the findings against him, Zuma has gotten away with minimal time behind bars.
And abroad, a Brazilian tourist who fell down a cliff while hiking at a volcano in Indonesia has been found dead after days-long search and rescue efforts. Attempts to evacuate Juliana Marins, who went missing on Saturday at Mount Rinjani, were hindered by challenging weather and terrain. Rescuers say they found the 26-year-old moments ago and she was unresponsive. Durban, a high of 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 28. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.